broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 21st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders brilliant and the solution. We don't necessarily need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth would indeed be good. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. Becky Akers with us as well. She's a well-known author. She's an anarchist. We'll talk about that today. Hi, Becky.
Hello, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
How are things?
We got dead air because I'm trying to take Pete's call. Hi, Pete. What's up, sir?
Sorry.
Well, I was just wondering why the state of Utah just doesn't nullify the federal government, the BLM. They're an unconstitutional agency to begin with.
You really want to know why?
They could just go ahead and it had to been delegated to them in the first place.
Do you want to know why, sir?
Yeah, why?
Number one, the state of Utah, like every other state in the union, is on the dole from the feds, and they're afraid to turn down the money. That's number one. So filthy lucre is at the helm. That's number one. Number two, the legislature or legislators are not educated enough to realize they're selling our liberty down the river. So it's a lack of education. And then number three, the American people aren't engaged enough to demand it. The American people just run around going, hey, man, my porn's not working today. Hey, man, my government check's not happening. I got to put my kids in the government school for more indoctrination. And I got to go to work, so just leave me alone. And, put it all together, and you got a recipe for disaster, sir.
Well, you would think this gentleman that brought the bill for it would go ahead and try and do a little promotion on it through the radio, AM radio, FM radio around the area, call a town hall meeting, do a little explaining.
He's actually got a town hall meeting today at 1 o'clock, sir. If you want to be there, he's ready for you.
I can't be.
I know you can't. I'm just making a point, though, that's the call to all citizens, right?
Yeah. What time is it?
It's at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? A lot of people are working. It'd be better if it was like after dinner or something. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't disagree. I'm just telling you that, you know what? Compared to a lot of them, at least he's meeting with some people.
Hey,
so, again.
But,
because what this legislator would also say is, you know what, why don't you guys write a better bill? If you don't like mine, write one, show it to me, and then the citizens would be like, it's your job to write bills, not mine. And the problem is we get nowhere with this stuff because we don't have an organized, educated citizenry that demands those who represent them a total line. And there's a lot of good people that aren't educated enough as part of the problem, Pete.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating, isn't it?
I hear that. I want to hear from Becky. Thanks for the call, Pete. Becky, I want you to chime in. You know, this guy's saying, hey, why don't the people in the states just tell the feds to fly a kite? They're unconstitutional anyway. I gave my reasons. Your thoughts? Hi, Becky.
Hello. My thoughts would be that we are trying to reform something that is not reformable. There have been innumerable reforms of government over decades, over centuries, over millennia. And they never take. There's always the same problems that existed before the reforms exist after the reforms. That's because what you're essentially trying to do when you are trying to make government responsive to the people and responsible, and when you are trying to turn something that is essentially immoral into an agency for good, you are never going to succeed. Now, the reason that government is immoral is because of what it is, and we often lose sight of that. Government is nothing other than physical brute force, okay? All government is one set of people who have either claimed for themselves or been theoretically given power by their victims, the governed, to rule over them. You're then going back to these same people, and you're saying, use brute physical force against those that I want you to use it against. Now, normally we would say that would be thieves and murderers, but a lot of people want brute physical force brought against their business competitors. A lot of people want brute physical force brought against their neighbors to keep them off the streets. They have to have a license. They have to get the state's permission before they're allowed to drive their cars. This is the same impulse, the same desire to use brute physical force against people who have not hurt us first that underlies all impulses for government. There ought to be a law. Use brute physical force against anyone who disagrees with this particular stance that I think is important. There ought to be a law that all children have to be educated. What that is a call to use brute physical force against anyone who says, I don't want my children indoctrinated. I'll teach them myself. Okay? We use brute physical force in any instance where we say the government should do this, the government doesn't do this and I want it to, the government should take care of everyone, the government should apprehend criminals, okay, that's usually the starting point. Everybody seems to agree that's a legitimate function for brute physical force, but is it? I would argue as an anarchist, which simply means I disagree that government should be in power over us. As an anarchist, I see very few instances in which brute physical force is ever justified. In fact, the only one where it's justified is when someone has physically attacked me first with brute physical force. Then I respond. I don't want to empower a bunch of politicians and bureaucrats and cops to respond in my stead, because what then happens is other people come along and say, well, as long as we have this police force, they ought to do this other thing, too. They don't need to intercept just thieves and murderers. They should be cracking down on drunk drivers. They should be weeding out bad drivers. They should be going to the schools and teaching kids not to use drugs. Oh, and we need to bring brute physical force against all those bad people out there that want to use drugs that I don't approve of while I get drunk on my legal alcohol. So, in a nutshell, that's why you're never going to see the reform of government you want. You are expecting people who have lots of power over you to say voluntarily, oh, I'm not going to use that power anymore. No, I won't do that. Nobody, human nature, allows that.
And ladies and gentlemen, we would agree with Becky with one slight difference. We believe that there is a role for a limited proper role of government. But you know what? The difference is so minor at this point when we have an out-of-control, mammoth, belligerent government. You know what? I think force sometimes is necessary to stop greater force from greater abuses. In other words, there's got to be something to fill the vacuum. But the question is when and how and where. And the anarchists and the constitutionalists, you know, at first glance, people would say, my gosh, they're miles apart. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we can all get rid of 90% of the government that's the problem and talk about the differences then. But I also think, though, that Becky's got a valid point. You know, force is Satan's plan, biblically speaking. And liberty is God's plan. And we need to be really cognizant to understand those differences. And you know what? Force is out of control. And we're starting to get more and more hostile, more and more force-driven in our society. Kurt, you want to respond to that?
Well, it seems like what you've got is, you know, that. I was reading an article earlier where they were trying to figure out, this author was trying to figure out, well, what's Trump's whole, what's got people supporting him? And especially this author was, focusing on why do these evangelicals that say they're, for example, pro-life, you know, or whatever, and all these different things. Why are they, you know, kind of running towards them? And one of the things they pointed out was, well, maybe they just want an authority figure. Maybe they, but they couldn't really figure it out. It does seem a perplexing time in America, and I always appreciate Becky's insights from the Well, the way she looks at him.
Well, and that's kind of something important to understand. Why is our society getting so violent? When you've got people running for president saying they want to kick the crap out of people, you've got, I mean, you've got senators, literally sitting senators, joking about murdering people. You've got so-called Christian evangelicals backing Cruz and or Trump, and they're both suggesting all kinds of hostilities towards one another. When we get back, we'll play this soundbite. Trump tells everybody to kick the crap out of anybody. Why this violence in society? I've got my answers. I want to hear from Becky. I want to hear solutions from Kurt. We'll do it all in seconds. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, our society has become so out of control, so violent. You know, the hippies of the 60s, sad to say, have taken over everything, and it's getting crazy. Trump's not putting up with their crap, and you know what? People love it. And I don't blame them. They're frustrated about out of control, ever increasing tyrannical government. They're frustrated. I get it. Now, Becky Akers with us. She's a well-known author, and she writes about the tyrannical TSA and how abusive and hostile it is to our freedoms, to our rights. And that's an important issue, and it's really trickling down to all of society. New York, I guess, it went ballistic. They had kind of some riots and some all-over anti-Trump stuff, supposedly. Right, Becky?
Yes, and it's an interesting corollary of what we were talking about before, Sam, to analyze why violence is so attractive right now. And you're right, people are frustrated. But it also explains why everyone thinks government is always the answer. It seems like it's very easy to force other people to do what we want them to do. Force seems like it will solve a lot of problems. And this is one reason why government has been so victorious in our lifetimes. People are used to saying, oh, well, government can solve that. Government can fix this. We need roads. Government can build them. Because what government does is it goes and uses violence against anyone who says, no, this is my property. I don't want to sell it. I don't want a road going through here. I want to keep my farm. Government goes in and just brings brute force against that person and evicts him from his own property and builds a road. So violence does seem attractive. It seems like it can accomplish great miracles. Seems like it can do just about anything. But over time, violence proves how ineffective it is, because violence only changes outward conditions. It does not change the human heart. So when we go from saying government can build roads and government can steal property and silence the victim from whom it's taken the property by brute force, to saying things like government can assure that we have safe communities. No, it can't. It can't change the human heart. It can't change a criminal's idea that he can triumph over you using that same brute physical force. We're seeing now this phenomenon with Trump. It was something that accompanied Hitler, and Hitler and Stalin both knew how to use violence to advance their own personal agendas. It's fascinating, Sam, if you start reading about Hitler. He is essentially a person very much like many Americans, not necessarily just Donald Trump. He's like a great many Americans. He saw problems in his homeland, quote, and he said, here's how we solve them. We bring brute physical force against people who disagree with our agenda. Here are the things I think are the problems. Here are the ways I want to solve them. A number of Germans agreed with his priorities. A number of people in and out of the Nazi government said, yes, this is what we need to do. And they brought brute physical force against everyone who disagreed with them. We are seeing the exact same kinds of conditions now. And Germany in the 1920s, as Hitler is rising to power, had many, eerily so, many of the same problems we are now facing. And Hitler's solution was the solution that many politicians are currently advancing. Donald Trump is getting a bum rap when people act like he's some phenomenon out of the clear blue. He is not. He is advocating the same solutions that most politicians do, i.e., elect me, I will bring brute physical force against everyone who disagrees with me, and I will get stuff done because I'll bring violence against those who don't want me.
And the difference really is that the other ones do it kind of tactfully. They don't in your face tell you they're going to do that. They just be really polite, but that's really the mechanism they bring to bear. George Bush spying on everybody is a perfect example. George Bush running around and having assassination teams all around the world to get involved in everybody's business and all these things. It's just a soft public image, but a behind-the-scenes hostility. Now you've got a guy who's willing to say what he's willing to do, right?
That's correct, Sam. You have put your finger on it. And a great many people who would be put off by Bush being so blunt or by Obama being so blunt are very attracted to Trump because he's blunt. And people need to understand, he's not saying anything new or original.
Well, and they've got this Hegelian dialectic going on, making you believe he's an outsider. Look, he's been in bed with both parties, in bed in the New York crowd, in bed with big business and big fiat money, and with this whole agenda, taking people's property. He's been in the private sector, but partnering with them for literally decades. Now we act like he's some truth-teller, government rejection, a private sector solutions-oriented guy. It isn't true.
No, he's a fascist, which means that, and most American politicians are, in fact, most Americans are. Fascists believe strongly in a strong central government. They think the government should control most aspects of everyday life. A true fascist would say government should control everything. And, of course, Mussolini was fascism's greatest proponent in the early 20th century. And remember his quote, nothing outside the state, everything in the state. Nothing above the state, everything beneath the state. Okay, now I'm paraphrasing. That's not the exact way he put it. And, of course, he would have said it in Italian. But that's the idea. And most Americans now, Sam, tragically, are fascists. They thoroughly understand and agree with the idea that government should control everything. Government should be doing everything. Government should educate kids, propagandize them. Government should take care of old people, give them Social Security, and tell them whether they can continue living and receiving medical care under Obamacare. Okay? Government should heal us. Government should watch our water and our food. Government should even tell us what to eat. And look at what we've got to show for that, Sam. 50 years of Americans paying attention to the food pyramid that government put out there. And what have
it feels like 50 decades, I'll tell you that, Becky.
I'm sorry?
It feels like 50 decades, I'll tell you that.
It does. And what is our reward after 5 decades of food pyramid? We have people who weigh 800 pounds. We have people who are in the hospital for a bariatric surgery because they can't quit eating, okay? Fascinating to me, Sam, if you look at pictures from before World War II, you do not see obese people. You look at a picture now, you mentioned how I researched the TSA. I'm constantly seeing group shots, you know, of airports, people in airports. It is tough to find a normal weight person anymore. That's what relying on government for everything does to us. It slowly kills us.
All and right, Donald Trump. Donald Trump wants to take everybody on. Listen to this from Donald Trump.
This is the day we take our country back. Remember that. This is the day we take our country back. So I got a little notice, in case you see, the security guys. We have wonderful security guys. They said, Mr. Trump, there may be somebody with tomatoes in the audience. So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise. I promise. They won't be so much because the courts agree with us, too.
The courts agree with us? In other words, look, I'm going to be your president, I hope. Knock the crap out of everybody. Just respond with violence to violence. And don't worry, though, man. I got the government that'll enforce what I'm telling you. Think about that, Becky.
Oh, isn't it scary? But again, Sam, you're very wise when you say he's not saying anything new. This is precisely what Bush and Obama and every other politician, Secret Service security detail does. It goes around looking for anyone who might throw a tomato. Tell me what the harm is in throwing a tomato, really and honestly. I mean, okay, it's a bad
hold on, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam, Becky, Kurt, we got to get Kurt into this mix too. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, our society is out of control violent. It's getting worse.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, Becky Akers on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this violence stuff is out of control, in my opinion. It's ratcheting up. And what Trump's saying is, you know what? I'm going to use violence to shut down my opposition. Now, I don't agree with throwing tomatoes, okay? But you know what? Throwing tomatoes is no reason to justify assault on somebody, Becky.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Sam. But again, it's what you said before, that he is not saying anything original. He is simply articulating what Obama and every other politician leaves unsaid, and that is, my security detail will beat the crap out of anyone who challenges me. Now, I have a real problem, Sam, because we all pay for these security details. And I would like to know why. I would like to know why politicians have these things, okay? If they are going to rule against our best interests and tick off the population, they should have to come out and deal with the consequences of that without having an army we pay for defending them. And then the coup de grace on all that is they want to take our guns away from us, okay? We're supposed to be defenseless no matter what horrific policies they put in place to impoverish us, to kill our loved ones, to imprison our loved ones, to imprison us, to cage people we care about and ourselves. We're supposed to take all that lying down, but God forbid that even a tomato should sail past their vaunted personages when they appear and stalk among us as the exalted beings they are. I don't think so, Sam. I don't think so.
Well, and that's the problem. I'm not justifying throwing a tomato. But I am suggesting, you know what? Would you rather have a couple of tomatoes fly and have liberty? Or would you rather have some thug backed by your government crack down with tyranny and shut you right on down? Okay, the problem in America is this violence on all sides, and really the issue, and I think this speaks to, believe it or not, a constitutional view and an anarchist view, Becky, and I want to really focus on this, because part of the goal is to educate about words, people, places, things, so that people understand, and that is this: if people are self-governed, we don't have a problem. In God's kingdom, people are self-governed. When we go live with our God again someday, you know what? We better be self-governed or we won't be there. At the heart of this growing government is the fact is people are not self-governed. Becky?
That's precisely right, Sam. They do not self-govern, and furthermore, they don't expect anyone else to self-govern. Okay? It's bad when my neighbor doesn't want to live her own life, but then when she wants to come and have somebody else telling me what to do, that's unforgivable.
Kurt?
You know, Becky, you mentioned that, we're paying for the, security or whatever for Trump. And as far as I know, we do have some, what do they call them? Secret Service guys doing that. But we also apparently, at least on the reports that I've seen, this one, for example, from ABC News says the Donald Trump campaign is going to beef up their security. Probably a bunch of real skinny little maybe ladies helping out. At the candidates' upcoming events. So I think they're putting some of their own dollars into it, but I do agree that we do put a lot of our other ones. By the way,
Kurt,
just so
before you go on, a lot
weekend,
of times what it is it's local hired police departments like state. For example, uh-huh. Joe Arpaio was hauling off cars so that Trump could get to the rally and that kind of stuff. So it's sheriffs, it's city police, it's security details for buildings. It's them in conjunction with Secret Service. It's a ton of government security at our expense, even if he does put in some of his own money with his own little security detail that coordinates on the ground or something.
Well, I agree.
Something else that's very scary about this security nonsense is you're both correct that the local guys and Kurt, when you mentioned that Trump's hiring more of his own and paying for them, You're both correct on that. What's really scaring me about this is that the TSA has been at Trump rallies. And, in fact, the TSA is often now at political rallies of any candidate, okay? This should scare every single American. Let's remember what the TSA says its mission is. It says, this is a lie, but it does say publicly and always professes that it's there to prevent terrorism at airports and for aviation and other forms of transportation, although it tends to concentrate on aviation. The TSA does nothing of the kind. TSA is totally incompetent, totally inept, cannot protect its own backside, let alone all of us. But when it escapes transportation, when it leaves airports, when it leaves bus stops and railroad terminals and comes out into the general public, that should terrify all of us, because what that is saying now is that the feds are ignoring their own laws. Okay? Why is that scary? Because their own laws are just as bad as anything else, and their laws are tyrannical. Why is it so scary? Because previously we at least had that guarantee, okay? The feds are not going to come after all Muslims yet, because they haven't made a law outlawing Islam like the Nazis did outlawing Jews, okay? We could rest assured that there was not going to be a pogrom against Muslim citizens. We don't have that assurance now, okay? We could rest assured that people would theoretically have a trial before they were put in a cage, okay, because that is a federal rule. They go by their own rules. We don't have that assurance anymore. TSA is violating its own federal rules by being at political rallies. This should tell us a great deal. I've been fascinated as I read Nazi history to understand that the Nazis were extremely attuned to what the rules and regulations were. They were, after all, good Germans. They went by law. Our government is exactly the same. It is scary how much our government takes from Germany in its authoritarian role at, under both the Nazis and under Bismarck. You can trace much of what is wrong with our government back to those two periods in German history, okay? So previously, we had the same good little Nazi mentality in our government. If it's against a rule or regulation, we don't do it. We have lost that with the TSA at political rallies, and that should scare and terrify all of us.
There you have it, Kurt. And you were going to say this weekend.
Yeah, there's a imagine a headline like this, Becky. Black Trump supporter beats up white protester.
So let me add to this, Kurt. So you got a white guy dressed up as a KKK guy.
Right.
Then you got this black dude. And you got it all mixed up, because let's see. Let me try to get this straight. The black guy's the Trump supporter.
Right.
And the black guy is beating up the KKK guy This thing's all topsy-turvy, and it smacks of provocateurs, in my opinion. Kurt, finish up, and then let Becky respond.
It sure does, and the one of the other headlines that I just forwarded you, Sam, is...
Got it, sir.
Looks like it's ABC News. The headline reads, Trump blames professional agitators for violent rallies. A little small piece after Donald Trump stepped up today to defend his supporters who were caught up in violence at his rallies. In his first comments since the protests interrupted two rallies in Arizona on Saturday, he rejected any responsibility by telling the Sunday news shows, we don't condone violence.
Now, Trump, I believe that Trump probably doesn't condone violence, but I believe he said some very foolish things. And yes, I believe there's a plan to ratchet this up. Whether Trump's part of that plan or not, I don't know. But at least he is calling a spade. You know what? There's something and somebody behind all this. There's provocateurs making this happen. This is no accident, Becky.
Oh, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Government traditionally does this, and it doesn't really matter what kind of government it is. It can be a democracy, it can be a dictatorship. But yes, government is intent on pitting citizens against each other. Government is intent on making us fearful, making us think that danger lurks around every corner, and but for our rulers, we would all be dead or dying from some terrible disease, from some terrible natural disaster, from terrorism. There are innumerable threats out there that governments can use to make themselves indispensable. And, you know, this is the greatest scam going, okay? First of all, government creates many of these terrors, okay? If you look at what the FBI has done to gin up terrorist plots, and you'll see the big headlines about a terrorist was apprehended, he was going to blow up a bridge. And if you read down further into the article and then you have to continue on at page A5, you'll find out the FBI was behind this. The FBI ginned this guy up. The FBI preyed on some guy who went to a mosque and wasn't quite all there and basically had a lot of mental issues and mental problems, and the FBI coached him and worked with him and got him to agree to blow up a bridge, okay? And then you have the big headlines, government saved us from this. Government didn't save us from anything. Government created the threat to begin with, okay? Government's there when there's an earthquake, and oh, government rushes in to help everybody.
We're going to declare everything a disaster zone everywhere all the time, and that way we can have a heavier hand everywhere we go, but the people will back it justifiably so because of their ignorance. Sad to say, ladies and gentlemen, Becky Akers with us. She's got incredible books. We'll tell you about them in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Becky, I think we've exposed Donald Trump to a great degree. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Kurt Cosby, single-handedly, the three of us, I guess, have exposed Donald Trump. He acts like he's uncontrollable. People believe he's uncontrollable, and man, he's just getting after it and all that kind of stuff, and man, he's taking them on. I don't think so. I think he's willing to take them on within bounds they've all agreed that they'll accept, but I don't think he's really taking off the gloves. I know it sounds like it, but I'll give you an example. He says, hey, man, you got provocateurs that are attacking me, that are creating violence at my rallies. Okay, Trump blames professional agitators for violent rallies, but he's not saying who. He says, we'll lock down the border. We're going to make the Mexicans pay for it. But he doesn't tell you that the drug cartels are going psychotic and the United States government's involved with the drug cartels. He goes only so far. He doesn't take off the gloves. And so long story short, we interviewed Donald Trump Jr. on the radio. Then it turns out that the mainstream press said we were a bunch of racists. So Donald Trump Jr. fell for that lie and disavowed us. While at the same time, I wrote an open letter to Donald Trump that's been completely ignored. The Trump campaign lied and said they didn't know who we were. I've proved they lied with emails that I've released. But I just emailed you, Becky, an open letter to Mr. Donald Trump, Liberty Roundtable. I wrote the letter. We sent it to the Trump campaign headquarters and to several news outlets, and it's being completely ignored. I submit to you that Donald Trump's received over $2 billion in free media promotion, and he's just getting started. And they act like they hate him, but it's all political theater. And the truth is they're all together in on this, and they're using the Hegelian dialectic against the American people, and they're pretending that Trump's an outsider, that he's really one of us, that he's taking them on, that he's sick of it, that he's tapping into the frustrations of the American people, no doubt. But he's doing it with a heavy hand. He intentionally or otherwise has ratcheted up violence in America. It's all backed by the government. For example, hey, Donald, who are these professional agitators then? You've got more money than who knows who. Why don't you spend a lot of money and let Sam Bushman hire some investigators that'll really dig into who's doing this and how and what? And we'll lay it out and let's see if you have the guts to really roll out the truth. But I submit to you that he's only willing to go so far, Becky.
Well, because of what you've just said, Sam, it's all political theater. The laws and rules and tacit understanding is very clear. There is a class of person who considers himself worthy to rule the rest of us. And the qualifications for ruling us don't vary too much from candidate to candidate. You can see how they lust for power. They want to control us. Donald Trump wants to control us. He is one of them. However much he protests, he isn't. He's a very wealthy man. Let's remember the role of oligarchy in all of this, where the wealthy are ruling all the rest of us, a group of people who are considered to be better than the rest of us. and consider themselves in power over the rest of us. They then capture the force, the brute physical force of government, and they use that to keep themselves ruling the rest of us. This is exactly what Donald Trump is all about, just as Hillary Clinton is all about this, just as Obama is all about this. They are puppets who dance to the call of the oligarchy. They are puppets who impose the brute physical force of government against the rest of us. There is no difference between them that's worth mentioning.
There's one reason our society is becoming so violent, ladies and gentlemen, because we have become an immoral people. We've turned our back on God. We simply say we have no need for him in our government schools. We need government, not God, in every aspect of our society. And therefore, you know what? Government breeds violence. Government sets the example for violence. And then we run around and we wonder, you know, why are our kids not turning out well, and why is everything getting so crazy? I submit to you the answer is simple. If the people want to repent and become a moral people again, we'll have God's protection. We'll have peace. We'll have prosperity. We'll have stability. If we obey God's laws and we embrace freedom and peace and self-governing viewpoints and attitudes and teach that in our families. And if we don't, though, hey, the whirlwinds are coming, Becky. Is it that simple?
A couple other pieces.
Go ahead, Kurt, then Becky.
I was just going to say, Becky, a couple other pieces to throw into the mix here. You know how you've seen in the past when something bad happens and we say, well, if the media covers it, we're going to have, what do they call that? You know, people that do it again, you know. People that are just, you know, following what other people have done.
Right.
And one of the things that you have to remember, at least in my opinion, is that old phrase about the media where they say, if it bleeds, it leads. So if there's a protest and there's some violence there, then the media is going to highlight that because that brings them more eyes and more ears and more, you know, whatever, enhances their viewership. And so by doing that, then they basically are promoting that, hey, there might be 20,000 plus people at an event. Two people have a problem. So what do people get in their picture? Well, hey, that, you know, the whole event was a bunch, big old slugfest.
That's absolutely correct. And violence is permeating our culture in part because we are so used to looking to government for everything. And government, of course, as we've discussed, is the source of all violence. And government is violence. That's really all it is, brute physical force. I'll throw in my usual plea that people get rid of their television sets. I don't have one. I haven't had one for much of my adult life. When I was a child, my father restricted our viewing of it to half an hour a day, so I didn't grow up with it either. We often didn't even turn it on. I am shocked when I'm in a hotel or a friend's home or any kind of public place where they've got the television going. I am shocked at the filth on it, at the utter violence, at the stupidity of it. I think one of the best things you can do, especially if you have children, one of the best things you can do as far as cleansing yourself of the violence that permeates this society is get rid of your television. Don't turn it on. Radio stations are often just as bad. I'd be very, very careful about what I listen to. I happen to be a classical music fanatic, so that's all I ever listen to on the radio. And I'll put in a plug for talk radio, too, if it's the right time. But otherwise, I'm just really shocked at the filth on most radio and all television.
One of Kurt Cosby's phrases is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to your television, pull the plug and yank. You know what? I agree with both of them. That's right. Now, Becky Acker, ladies and gentlemen, is a well-known author. She's written two incredible novels. One of them is called Hailstorm. The other one's called Abducting Arnold. They're revolutionary new novels. Get them before they're banned. Type into Google Becky Acres, A-K-E-R-S, Becky Acres, and then type in Hailstorm or Abducting Arnold. And Hailstorm is an incredible book about the character and the life of Nathan Hale put into a context that's fun to read. It's incredible. Hailstorm is available now. Search for it by name. Also, Abducting Arnold. You know, you've been told in your government history about Benedict Arnold, the betrayer, the traitor, the enemy. Is that really true? Well, dig into some of the historical facts in this novel that might shock you about the details of his thinking, his ideas, what really happened, and more. Becky Acres, Hailstorm, and or Abducting Arnold. Incredible books. Now, you were working on a third novel, too, right, Becky?
Yes, I am. And I thank you very much for your kind words, Sam. One of the reasons that I wrote the novels is to try to recall people to our revolutionary heritage and to the idea that liberty is both our moral privilege and our moral duty. We do not have the right to initiate force against anyone else. We don't have that right even if we put on a badge that says we're from the government and we're here to help. The only moral response to another human being is to look at them with love as a person worthy of our respect, worthy of our consideration, made in the image of Almighty God. And we are not called to lead that person around by the nose. We're not called to lord it over that person. We are not called to order that person around. That person is competent and capable before the Lord to live his own life without our advice, without our guidance, without our telling him what to do. When we violate that, when we put on a badge and say, I'm with the cops, I'm with the DEA, I'm with the FBI, I'm with some other bureaucracy, I am a politician, I am in office. Once we do that and we consider ourselves called to lord it over all the others, we are violating the Bible. There are many, many verses in the Bible that strictly prohibit exactly what government does. Sam, I'm always amused when I read the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, i.e. murder. There's no exemption in there if you put on a silly uniform and you've got a couple of bars on your sleeve. That means you get an exemption from the commandment. You can go ahead and murder all the overseas people you want. Okay? There's no exemption with the commandment against theft for the IRS. There's nothing that says, oh, but you know what? Thou shalt not steal unless thou workest for the IRS, and then it's perfectly all right. Go out and steal all kinds of money everywhere from businesses and individuals. That's okay. All right? There's no exemption. If you are in government and you call yourself a Christian, you are going to have to answer to the Lord Almighty for the people you have slaughtered and the people you have robbed. And you are not home free, whatever your political masters may tell you.
The protection of life, liberty, and property, and the promotion of God, family, country is what we do best, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. We cut across the left-right deceptive paradigm. We shatter the liberal-conservative labels, and we stand for liberty together in the Christian sense of we follow the Prince of Peace, and we stand for the Great Counselor and for the Author of Liberty. And if we want his grace and blessings, we better fly right. It's that simple. Becky, thank you.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold, the two novels. Get them today. Ask for them by name, Becky Akers. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.